sins, they're washed away. Oh, let's sing it now. I'm amazed that you love me, Lord. I'm amazed how much you care.
I tried so hard to hide.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, I laughed. Said my life is fine without you. I was covering up the secret tears I cried.
Yes, Lord.
Then one day someone told me of your mercy.
Oh, yes, sir.
And the love you showed on a hill. My salvation. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free.
I want you to sing about it. I'm amazed that you love me.
That's it,
Lord. I'm so amazed.
I'm amazed.
How much you really care.
It's true, there have been days
I failed you.
Lord, you know how many times I've gone astray. But I've learned your love is stronger than my weakness.
Hallelujah.
And your ear is open every time I pray.
I like this part right here.
Has ever cared for me like you, Lord.
Like you, Lord.
Other friends could never be as close to me. Oh, I'm not afraid the problems of tomorrow. Knowing you are everything I'll ever need.
And I'm amazed that you love me.
You love me, Lord.
We're so amazed
how much you care. Through precious blood, I found pardon.
Oh, and my sins,
they're washed.
They're all washed away.
Oh, my sins,
they're washed away. And my sins,
they're washed,
they're all washed away.
Oh, my sins are washed away.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Give the Lord a big hand clap of praise. Are you amazed that He loves you? Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of God tonight? Just a tremendous privilege. Let me greet you like this tonight. Greetings, you mighty soldiers of the cross. Greetings, you mighty army of the Lord. You may look at yourself as not anything, not anybody. But I'm going to tell you something. Satan sees you as his arch enemy. He sees you as a triumphant soldier of the cross. And he's scared to death of you. He wants you to believe that you ought to be scared of him, but he's scared of you. Amen. Greetings, mighty army of the Lord. Amen. Greetings, soldiers of the cross. Sing that chorus for me, buddy. Oh, let's worship the Lord a little bit. Hallelujah.
That you love me.
Oh, we're so amazed. away. Give the Lord of Lords a great hand clap of praise tonight. He's worthy of your praise, isn't he? Do you love him tonight? Such a privilege to get to be in the house of the Lord. And I just sitting over there just a few minutes ago looking at all of you that I could see. As they came in, I just thought, you know, what a time it is to be in the house of the Lord. What a time it is to be a believer. What a time it is to follow the message of the hour. It's the greatest day of our life. The world around us is crumbling. It's falling apart. But this is the greatest. This is what you live for. It's almost going home time. Why don't you shake somebody's hand and tell them this? Let's go home together, soldier of the cross. Praise the Lord. Play it, Brother Larry. Say it some more, Brother Harry. Sing it second verse for me. God bless you, soldier. I love you, buddy. God bless you, soldier. Yes, God bless you, soldier. I got a feeling we're going to have a silver dollar service here tonight. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated while we look at our prayer requests. We'll remember Sister Naomi Daly in prayer tonight, not feeling well and able to be in this service. And if you would, please continue to pray for Glenda. A week ago last night, she fell. And she hurt herself pretty bad, and it's got worse as she went to the doctor, and they didn't find anything broken, but... She came to church Wednesday night, and by the time we got home, Brother Terry, her foot was swollen, just huge, and she's just in a lot of pain right now. So if you remember my wife, I'd appreciate that. God bless you. I want you to remember the Carnes family tonight. They have an urgent need. They stream the services from Georgia. They're dear friends of ours, so let's remember those folks tonight as we pray. Sister Leah Clark says to please pray for her for suffering from bronchitis. The kids have colds, so let's pray for those requests tonight. I want to continue to pray for Sister Linda Kennedy. As you know, she had a kidney removed, and she is still in a lot of pain. So let's just pray that God would give her relief from the pain that she's suffering tonight. I want to pray for LaDonna Smith for a reoccurrence of cancer. She's a member of Brother Daniel Gizendanner's assembly. So let's pray for that need tonight, that the Lord would just be with her. Brother Jack Yoss wants to thank the Lord for a good report from a heart cath yesterday. He had to go and have that done and was just blessed with a real good report. So we praise the Lord for that, don't we? And Brother Michael says this, I would like to thank everyone that helped on the Bible school this year, especially those
that put in so much extra effort, painting, building, cooking, and helping in the kitchen. A big thanks to all the teachers for all the hours of unseen labor, and for the children, most of all for our Lord, for a very good week of Bible school. And somebody told me that it just, every year it gets just a little bit better and a little bit better. And well, we just, we thank you. I mean, we thank the good Lord that's put a desire in your heart to do something. Give our Bible school workers a nice hand tonight if you would. I know we requested prayer, I believe he's here Wednesday night for Brother Eugene Kennedy, very sick and weak in body. The Lord's made it possible for our brother to be here in service tonight. Somebody say praise the Lord. Brother Eugene, God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. You have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about. How many of you know God's able? How many of you know God's bigger? Whatever your problem is, God's able and God's bigger. Let's stand tonight. Brother Randy, come tonight. Lead us to the Lord in prayer as we pray over these needs. Let's invite the presence of our Lord into this service and ask Him to have His divine will on these needs tonight. God bless you, my
friend. Let's just bow our heads this evening. Eternal Father, it's truly a privilege to be in Your house, Lord Jesus. Thank You for bringing us here this evening, Lord, to worship You in spirit and in truth, Lord. To bring our little lick of fire together with other believers, Lord, in Your house this evening, Lord. We're truly a blessed people to be here tonight, Lord. Thank You for Your love and Your mercy and Your grace to us, Lord, for all Your many blessings. I bring the needs of Your people before You this evening, Lord, that Brother Louis spoke. Lord, I'm holding them in my hand, Lord. There's many an urgent request, Lord, that needs Your attention, Lord. And I know You're mindful, Lord. I know You're mindful of each and every one of us, Lord, tonight. Every hand that was raised, Lord, You know the need that's under that hand, Lord. Would You bless and minister to every person in divine presence this evening, Lord. As Your manservant would come to minister the word, the bread of life, Lord, I pray that it would find good ground in our heart, Lord. And we would receive the strength that we need for the journey, Lord. Touch every heart in divine presence, Lord. We ask these blessings and petitions in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Randy. God bless you. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in this service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming the service tonight, pray it'd be a great blessing to those folks as well. Let's pledge allegiance to our Lord tonight. You want to do that? Let's sing that song, I Pledge Allegiance.
I've heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that He would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. One by one, they chose to die. The Son of God they could not deny, like a great angelic choir sings. I can almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength.
All my strength.
Seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
Oh, say it, buddy.
Now the years have come and the years have gone, but the cause of Jesus life. trumpet sounds on that final day, let us proudly stand and boldly say, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb
with all my strength, with all I am. I will see.
Now the years have come and the years have gone, but the cause of Jesus,
it's still going on.
Now our time has come for us to count the cost, to reject this world and embrace our cross. Trumpet sounds on that final day. Let us proudly stand and boldly say, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb
with all my strength,
Lord, with all I am.
I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb,
to the Lamb of God, who bore my pain, who took my place, who wore my shame. I will seek to pledge allegiance to the Lamb, to the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, give him a big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Let's sing a little chorus just before we change the order of the service tonight. Brother Robert Marrero is here tonight, going to be speaking for us, and I know you're looking forward to that. But let's sing this little chorus. We've got one choice in our life from this night forward. We're going to keep pressing on.
Amen.
Is that your desire?
Amen.
You're going to keep pressing on.
Amen.
You're going to do everything you can. You're going to depend on God to do everything you can, but you're going to keep pressing on. Let's sing about it tonight, if you will. We're gonna keep pressing on. Oh, we're pressing on. We're gonna keep pressing on to the higher calling of our Lord. Yes, we're gonna keep pressing on. That verse, Brother Harry.
Oh, Satan tries to stop me, turn me aside. Say there's no need for me to go on, boy. Why do you even try? Even if there was a rapture or heaven, you'll never make it in. I just say, hey, Satan, watch me prove you a liar again. I gotta keep pressing on and on and on.
Oh, we're pressing on.
Keep pressing on.
We're gonna keep pressing on.
Pressing on. When old Satan tries to stop you, turn you aside. Say there's no need for you to go on, no need to try. Even if there was a rapture, you'll never make it in. Why don't you just say, Satan, I'm gonna prove you a liar again. I'm gonna keep pressing on.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's not in us to give up.
That's right.
We're of a different type. We're not the quitting kind, are we? And you tell me, how can you quit something you never started in the first place? How can you stop something that you never started? Well, it sounds like y'all ready to have church. So let's just bring the preacher on while... Certainly glad to have Brother Robert with us tonight and his brother. We just so appreciate them coming. We just obey the Lord.
Does the devil heal me? Praise the Lord. I just wanted the devil to heal me. I'm going to preach on tonight on him. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to see the bride of Jesus Christ. So much good smiling faces around here. And we're ready to go to victory tonight. Is that correct?
Amen.
Amen. We're coming out of Egypt and going to the promised land. Is that right? Amen. It's good to see many of you ministers here. Great theologians here, like Brother Brandon used to say. It's good to be here tonight. And, you know, preachers are always a little bit nervous. I don't know. I've been preaching 27 years, and every time I go on the pulpit, I'm a nervous wreck. So you all just have patience with me tonight. Amen. It's good to be here. I bring greetings from my family out in New York, also my wife, my daughter, and my dad, my church. And... I'm happy to be here today and to join the fellowship with Brother Donnie. I thank for his time in fellowship. He is a great man of God. And I know he is a good pastor. You don't need to tell me because I stream the services Saturday night. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know that many people would like to have a pastor the way you have it. And many people don't have it. And sometimes people have to stream our websites because they don't have a good, godly man that'll preach on the church. Man, I open my mouth. So praise the Lord. Are we going to open our hearts tonight? Amen. And we're going to be full-time Christians, right? Praise the Lord. Well, what I want to do tonight, first of all, also I want to thank Sister... Alicia Reagan-Babb and Brother Scotty and the girls. They've been so nice to me and invited me over to their home and some coffee. And I'm not going to tell you all the treats they gave to me. I don't want a conflict in Happy Valley. I'm here to make peace and all that stuff. Well, you know, I don't want no problem. But they're great people, and I love them. You know, I told Brother Donnie today, if I'm going to swap members out of Happy Valley, I'll take the Reagan family. I told Brother Donnie, you keep the rest. Praise the Lord. So I want to go into the word of the Lord. I know we got communion service tonight, and I hope everybody made it right. Amen. In your life, and let's go into the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We would like to go into 1 Peter. Praise the Lord. The fifth chapter, beginning with the sixth verse. Thank you, sir. Am I going to get it back? Thank you. Praise the Lord. This verse that we're going to read, and I tell this to my church in New York as their pastor, sometimes we end up in trouble because we do not know how to take advices. As the time passes and this world get wicked, people's love start getting colder and colder and colder. But that is just the scripture. Brother Brandon told us that it will happen in the end time. But the children of God are led by the Spirit of God. This is why it's so important, people, for the bride of Jesus Christ to receive the Holy Spirit. First of all, you cannot go on the rapture just being a regular, lukewarm church member. And many times, people go to church when they feel like it. When they have a little spare dime or quarter in their pocket, they come to church. You see, that is the problem that we have. We have a devil that's 24 hours, 7 days a week, and the Bible said that he is a good adversary. See, he is looking how to deceive you. He is looking for the moment for you to give him the time, the hour. He said, well, I never give him time, Brother Robert. Yeah, but why you didn't go to church? Why you didn't take the advice from your pastor? Because people hate to get preached on. Praise the Lord. Just if you forget, the amen is amen. Now, Peter says here, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Wait a minute. If God is the one, Brother Silas, that's going to exalt us, why does the message preachers exalt themselves? I guess they misunderstand what Brother Brandon said, that the way up is up. That's what Brother Brandon said, Brother Lou? No, I guess he said, the way up is down. Is that right? I'm kind of a little bit dumb in my reading, but I understand the message of the hour. I don't have no education, but I understand it by the Holy Ghost. Is that right? So if you tell me you don't know how to read, well, the Holy Ghost is your reading tablet inside your heart. Praise the Lord, right? Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. We understand that, right? So you don't have to go ahead of the prayer. Wait on God. He'll take care of business. Praise the Lord, right? Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. 1 Peter 5:10 says like this. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered. Wait a minute, and we don't like to suffer. Lord, I'll quit church. Give me my prayer right now, Lord. This is the way a lot of message folks pray. Lord, right now, right now, right now. Well, wait a minute. God is not your Muppet. He answers you when He feels like it. Boy, I don't want to go ahead of my message. Nobody see the devil around? Listen to this. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. With this in mind, we're going to go back to the scriptures after we read. I don't want to get you tired, and I don't want you quitting church either. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, with a humble heart, God, knowing that you are Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father God, Father, many a times we would like to do many things, God. But sometimes, God, if we don't follow your will, which is your word, people end up in trouble. And many a times, Lord, we don't like the advice of God's word. Father God, help us tonight. May you touch the heart of every believer here in Happy Valley. May God, may you go through the streaming service, God, and touch the heart of every believer in their homes, Father. May the Holy Spirit, oh God, have the preeminence, God, tonight in this service. May all the glory be to Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, tonight. I put myself in your hands, God. I need your help too, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated, church. Glory to God. There is one thing that people don't like. Oh, God, I need your help. Oh, God, let me help myself. You see, when you try to depend upon your own thing, your own ability, people get in trouble. Okay. When you start depending upon your ability, you create something in your mind. And then that little thought that is not controlled by God, His word or the Holy Spirit leads you into a spirit of error. This is why God likes for you to depend on Jesus Christ. I like to depend on Jesus Christ every moment of my life. Without God, I'll be lost. Without the message of the hour, I'll be lost. Oh God. And many times, when it comes to the message of the hour, sometimes people try to go the easy way around. People, let me tell you something. There ain't no easy way around except God. Hallelujah. Except the message of the hour. If I want to live for God, I want to live the proper way. And the proper way, many years when I was the evangelist of my church. Right now, I'm the pastor there, close now to 6 years. In my church. And I was the tabernacle evangelist for many years. And one thing that I do see around the message of the hour is that evangelists doesn't like pastors just tell them what to do. Okay. When in the world, because you became a pastor or an evangelist, your learning cap ended there. You know why sometimes I go to www.happyvalleychurch.com. You say, why, Brother Robert? I am a pastor, and I still like somebody to preach on me. So you know what? The preacher that a lot of people don't like is the preacher that is a blessing in my life. That Donnie Reagan that goes to Happy Valley, that scorns the people, and the people don't like it, and they get angry at him. Well, that same preacher makes my life happy. Because I see something that maybe the people of God doesn't see here. It's a man of God, anointed by the Holy Ghost. Man, I love to get preached on. I like to get scorned. Sometimes when we get, you know, the people like sweet messages. And during my ministry, I had a lot of problems in my church. Because I was blamed that I was too harsh. and that I was a big mouth. I'm not creating this. There's people that left my church when I became the pastor because they thought that I pounded people and I was a big mouth and I didn't mind my own business. But sometimes you need a big mouth to hold a thing together, right? You need a Tim Pruitt, and you need a Donnie Reagan, and you need a Luke Gibson, and all this kind of preachers, right? That'll preach hard on the people. How many people here in this church like to get preached on? I count them. You see, when you get preached on, don't you realize that your bodies retain spirits when you are in the outside? Don't you know the habits that we get, Brother Brandon say, are small little demons? So this is why we need to go to church and get preached on. And many times we don't like it. We like a soft message, like a lot of people like sugar, right? A lot of sugar in their drinks. But sugar causes diabetic, and a lot of people like a lot of sweet preaching. Ooh, I like Abraham when this and Abraham when that. Praise the Lord. He was the father of the faith, but that's not going to get you in the rapture. You need Holy Ghost and fire. You need to get preached on. A lot of love produces spiritual diabetic. Your life, could I get an amen? Amen? So when you go to church, you like sweet message, right? You like to sweet, sweet, sweet. Oh, love this, love that. Nobody likes to tell you you got a devil on you. When I act wrong, I like the word of God tell me many a times. A sister told me not to, a sister that go to my church. He said, Brother Robert, you are lightning like a torch. He said, why you say that? He said, man, I don't know where in the world you got the energy to preach the whole hour you did. He said, why? He said, you were back and forth. You didn't stop preaching. You didn't stop preaching. You were back and forth in that pulpit. Where did you get your strength from? He is the strength of my heart. Oh, he is the strength of my heart. If I don't dedicate myself to God, how could I preach to my church? If I don't study the word of the hour, what can I teach my church? What can I teach you? How can I overcome? How can I be a Christian? If I don't pray, read my Bible, go to church. Church word has become a curse to many. I sometimes tell people and remind them. I mention church in every service. Because when I stop mentioning churches, I see two or three seats here empty. The other one, two or three seats empty. Until I start hitting it, oh, people run to church. And when they run to church, they're like this. How can you overcome the devil if you don't go to church? Do you want to know my title? Part-time Christian versus a full-time devil. He is looking every hour. Every hour. He is looking for the opportunity to go in. Go in. And take you down. Hallelujah. He's waiting for you to stop reading your Bible that night. Oh, glory to God. The devil gets so happy that Christian did not read his Bible. Church time came. You know how people put excuses the whole time. You know what? Call up Brother Jim and just tell him to pray for me. But yet when church is going, I say, gee, I feel better. You see what I'm telling you? You need to be under the presence of God all the time, people. This is why people get overcome by the devil, because of their poor and little dedication. We got a full-time devil, people, out there. He got allies. He got women out there in the street to bring lust to those lukewarm that don't go to church the whole time. And when they go to church, they find the message offensive. You need to get preached on your head. Sometimes, like people are out, a lot of people have blamed me. Look at the churches in New York. And I'm sorry I bring it up. Everybody is fighting for members. And you see the churches dividing, people jumping here, people jumping there. I get these phone calls. Here goes this week, one pastor called me from New York and said, the other one is taking my members away. And the other one calls and said, no, he's taking my members away. And here you go. The thunder's on this side. Have you all remember in the old time what they used to do, those big bazookas that they used to light a thing, the cannonball, and the cannonball went boom? Do you all remember those stories, the kind of type of weapons they had? Here we go, the cannon thunder people here, right here. The William Branham Prophet here, people. There you go. And then you have another group here. They are, William Branham is infallible. These are the churches that surrounds me in New York City. You say, Brother Robert, it must be scary living in New York. No, it's a paradise. Yes, it is. You know what I'm afraid of? The message delinquents. You think I'm making up these stories? New York has a whole bunch of churches. Everybody's fighting. Everybody wants a doctrine. And everybody wants their rights. If everybody's fighting for rights, how can we go on the rapture? If everybody's fighting for rights, how can we preach to people the power of the resurrection of the Holy Ghost? You can't do it with a divided preachers that don't know how to control their mouth. First of all, the preacher needs to get preached on. Is that right? The pastor needs to get preached on, right? And the evangelist needs to get preached on. Those are the first ones. Because they need to be the example. How can you be a pastor? Why everybody's worrying about membership here, membership there? Gee, I have about maybe 50 or 60 people in my congregation, and I'm happy, and I still got trouble. William might not say, I'd rather get five filled with the Holy Ghost, right? And everybody claim their right. Everybody claim their right. Now, you see three churches that were fussing because of names. I'm not going to even tell them which one they are. But the other one wants to call themselves the Church of New York. And the other one, the Church of New York. And the other one, the Church of New York. I wonder how we're going to get people on the rapture. Everybody's fighting for rights. Everybody's fighting for title. But where is the message of the hour? Where is the Bible? Where is God in our lives? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody has their own ideas about things. We're living in the age of a right. You see this message, folks, they say, well, that's my American right. Really? Well, stay with America. Because I gave up all my rights to become a Christian. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And then we have to deal with the big crybabies in the church. Can I preach? All right. With the lukewarms that go to church once in a while. I'm going to get to that in the message of the hour, of course. Crying. What in the world did my pastor say that? That was directly towards me. Why not blame God, the Holy Ghost? Why not blame God that you're committing your errors? And God want to talk to you. Because he wants to have fellowship with you. Because he wants to be in your prayer. He wants to be in your life. He wants you to be a real Christian so other people can see your life. I have gone to churches. And I looked at preachers' life. And I haven't seen Jesus Christ in many lives. First of all, if Christ is not in your life, if you're not humble and have a willing heart and grow first, because the first one that needs to grow are the preachers, right? When the world people get this idea that you get a certain title and you stop learning from there. Tell me where the brother Bailey said there is a learning cap. Listen, people. I was raised in this message all my life. I came to my church since I was 4 years old. I had good teachers. My first pastor met Brother Branham in Jeffersonville. He heard when Brother Branham was in New York. Brother Augustine Martinez. He went to Jeffersonville. And realized that he was baptized in titles. And that there was a man of God, a prophet, on the earth. He had over 100 Pentecostal people in his church. And when he came back to New York, problems started. He told the organization, I'm going to believe that William Branham is a prophet. Oh. Hallelujah! That church emptied out and 20 people stood there. Oh, glory to God. Now, let me ask you a question, because everybody looked for Brandon Flesh. Oh, John. Quiet. Everybody looked for everybody that walked around Brother Branham to touch him so they could get the anointing that Brother Branham had. I didn't go to my pastor as I was growing. I said, let me touch you. You were around Brother Branham. I believe the same anointing that William Branham has is the Holy Ghost. And I believe the same anointing today is here. I believe that we got the same anointing, which is the Holy Ghost, not the flesh of a man. Why do people look at a man? It's not a man, it's God. If I were looking for flesh, I would touch my pastor the whole time. Oh, let me touch him. He was in the meetings. He actually was in the meeting of the opening of the seven seals. You know why a lot of people around the world don't know it? Because here, this church rose up and said, we are the only New York church. And then the other church rose up, we are the only New York church. So we stood quiet because nobody was looking for glory. Somebody came the other day and said, Brother Robert, we didn't know you guys were here. When you guys stabilized your church in 1980? In 1990, 2000? I said, no, in 1962. He said, really? We never heard nothing like that. Of course, everybody wants the glory. But you know what? I don't want nobody to know nothing. Because I don't want no glory. I don't want no sign. Come to me. I'm the first church. I'm the first church. I don't want that kind of type of glory. I want the glory to get me out of the grave. I want the power of the Holy Ghost in my life. I want to produce Jesus Christ. I don't want to be no man's billboard. I don't want to be recognized around the message of the hour. People die for that one. People die for a little piece of pulpit. You know that preacher's guy over me before? When they had come to my church, and I had told him, all right, you're preaching tonight. You know why I told him I'm preaching tonight? Because many of them, I don't see Christ. I don't see the message of the hour. I don't see nothing. Brother Bannon said one time, I don't give my pulpit to anybody. How many heard him say that? He said it. I do the same thing. I follow my prophet. So a lot of people like glory. Everybody's involved in glory, in carnality. And the devil is 24 hours a day looking how to deceive you. When you let down the guard, the devil is going to come in. When you quit praying, when you quit reading the Bible, when you quit reading the message of the hour, when you quit Oh, going to church. Is that right? Can I mention that? Going to church? He's gonna go after you, people. He's gonna go after you. When you get angry at your pastor, he's gonna come after you. He's waiting for you to open this. You're mine. You're mine. So all the garbage comes where? In the mind. Brother Brandon said, this is why you need this converted. And you need this converted. A lot of people say, well, my heart is converted, but the thoughts are wrong. Brother Brandon said, when God converts your heart, he got to convert your mind. Is that right? Praise the Lord. Now listen to this, people. Praise the Lord. Let's read the scripture here. Going up a little bit. That's right. But the God of all grace who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered. But suffer is something that we don't want. We want glory without suffering. Oh my. We want the heavens without no criticism. Don't you know, people, that you need to be tested? Don't you know that you had a prophet of God that stood here on earth and said that every child of God needs to be tested? Don't you realize? But people want an easy life. How can God seal you with the Holy Ghost with a shaky life? He can do it. He will not seal anything that's shaky, said Brother Branham. You got to be solid. He said, Brother Robert, how can I be solid? You could be solid by obeying. Number one, going to church. Two, three, respecting your pastor. What happens to a church that don't respect their pastor? That runs them down. What happened, Brother Silas? What happened to that church? That church is cut from the economy of God. How can you get a blessing and don't respect your pastor? If we're going to be a full-time Christian, we have to obey the message of the hour, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, word by word, letter by letter. You know what's the wrong with us? That we only want a little portion of the message that convenient us. But the other part, we throw it out. We don't want it because it's too harsh. People, don't you understand that the harsh message is the one that's going to get the devils out of your life? People want it easy. I'm pretty sure the devil ain't happy, right? And what I'm preaching, he's never happy. Of course, I'm the big mouth. Sometimes you need a big mouth to preach on people, to tell them that they're wrong, right? Sometimes you need a Donnie Reagan to tell you where you belong, what you need to do, right? And how to become a Christian. And sometimes people don't like to hear what you got on you is a devil. Somebody got angry at me because I told a person you got a devil on you. He said, how dare you judge me? Look at the way you act right now. Praise the Lord, right? But where we got this, that we got to lower down the standards and preach soft. And then the preachers in the message hear what the church has got to say, and they start preaching soft. We're going to go. And they start thinking, oh, how am I going to pay the church bill? How am I going to pay the church bill? Brother Amos, how am I going to pay the church bill? The people goes, I'm going to lose my ministry. I don't think about that one inch. I told my people, there goes the back door. It's been on video. People that visit me from this church know I tell that to my church. You don't like what I preach. There goes the back doors. Amen. I ain't tolerating with church members. Church members. Not the bride. There's a difference between the church member and the bride. The bride lives the word. The bride obey. The bride has the character of the husband. Oh, glory. Can you imagine marrying a wife that beats you down, that tells you what to do? They said, no, honey, nah, that way. Imagine a wife like that. I would tell her, even though I stay alone in my life, I say, honey, take your clothes out the door. You or I need to go. We will not live in the same home. Brother Robert, that is pride. No, it's not. That's principles of God. Brother Brandon said, you don't let a woman do whatever she wants to. And God don't let his wife do whatever she wants to. Hallelujah. She wants to. Sometimes she wants to get out. And she wants to get out and do whatever she wants to. And God said, you get back alive. You get back alive. I'm bringing judgment upon you. And then the next thing you know, she is sick. Oh God, why? Why? Because you got out of my line. We get sick and then we blame God. You think that God is going to let your ignorance go by? I don't know what message you believe. And I don't know what message are you reading. But not the message that I read. Brother Manning said, God will not let our ignorance go by. Something will happen for you to realize that it's God. And sometimes, due to the fact that we don't like the teaching, we don't like to get preached on. We do whatever we want to. He preached that thing one more time. I'm going to quit church. God, fine. Just go right straight to hell. You could do that. You have a choice. You have a choice. You have a choice. You got hell and you got heaven, right? Praise the Lord, right? Amen. So where are you going tonight, Happy Valley? Are you going to heaven or you're going to hell? I told my church this week, when I come back, I got a series of messages. I'm going to put you right in the oven. Nobody's quitting church. Many of them text me and say, Brother Robert, we already missed you. Do you text Brother Donnie? And say, Brother Donnie, we miss you so much. When he is out? One. Nobody else? Nobody else? Praise the Lord. Well, I tell them, I'm going to put you in the oven. And I'm going to find out when I come back who is gold. Hallelujah. And who doesn't shine, I'll make you shine. Everybody looked at me and everybody started laughing, praising the Lord. What is it, people? And you put the church in the oven, you put him in the word. You preach to them what the way the word is. You bring the exhortation, and people doesn't like the exhortation, and they find that to be a lot of heat on them, and they melt, and they don't go to church after that. But you see, the real genuine needs to be proven that she is bride. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to this in the scriptures here. Praise the Lord. In the 13th verse, the church that is Babylon, elected together with you, salute you, so doth Mark of my son. Look at this. In 1 Peter 5:14 says, greet ye one another. Ooh. How many greet your brothers? How many got the love of God in their hearts? Praise the Lord. Look at this. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you, all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, those that are in Christ Jesus suffer persecution. Is that right? They go through the hard trials of life. But yet, they know how to overcome in the time of trial. When the devil brings things upon them, whether it be sickness, whether it be criticism, due to the fact that they are the full church. My, my, my. Praise the Lord. Due to the fact that they are the full church, they know how to overcome. Praise the Lord. Now look at this. Moses commission. You'll see, come to this platform, little old cripple, twisted children. You all see them stand here, all misformed and out of shape, and you will see it with your own eyes. See, there is a hand and an arm come straight and walk off the platform, normal children. Wow. Look at this. You'll see people come here that's all kinds of condition and see them heal and leave the platform. What is that? That is the down payment that the earnest to know that the person someday, if they stay under the blood of Christ, will receive an immortal body. Now, to stay under the blood, many times we use that phrase a lot. And I see it in different message church. Oh, thank God I am under the blood. And they live any kind of life. And they love any kind of way. And they go to church anytime they want to. Is that being under the blood? Brother Brennan said that the life is in the blood. And the blood of Christ carries a life, right? And the blood that's in, then the life that's inside the blood of Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost. Let me ask you a question now. How can you be under the blood and live any kind of life? And the Holy Spirit be inside the blood? Oh, glory to God. Most of you are still quiet, huh? If you're under the blood, you got to live a holy life. The blood chemistry erases your sins, right? But they're still alive inside that blood. There is life cells, and that's the Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God. And when you're washed with the blood, and you're under the blood, you're no more a coward. You're no longer a churchgoer. You are a real Christian. There's no indifferences in your life. You love everybody in the church. You love your neighbor. You love your enemy. You love your pastor. Is that right? Gee, how can you be under the blood and not love your pastor? Is that the Holy Ghost? Did he say to you, love your brothers but hate your pastor? Did he say that? Show me where. And I'll call myself a false preacher. Right from this pulpit. Where comes these things about hateness and indifferences among the church? And people getting angry at the pastor. How can the Holy Spirit flow? Amen. When Brother Brandon said that the church got to be in one mind, one spirit. Brother Brandon said, do you know that one person with a bad attitude in the house of God stops Brother Silas blessing? Brother Silas blessing? Brother Horn? Brother Tim? Brother Amos? All of you folks. It stopped the blessing. It cuts the lifeline out of the church. You got to come in one mind, one thought, one spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit. You cannot come to church with any kind of type of attitude. Because the devil is watching that. And he is having a picnic on the message folks. Is that right? Didn't William Brennan said so? The devil sits back there, all happy, and calls all the little devils. All right, listen. Look at them message, folks, up there in Happy Valley. Wasn't it supposed to be Christian? Just enjoy it. Like watching a movie. Everybody killing each other. When the service is done, one don't want to greet the other one because they have some kind of type of indifferences. Or the other one out in the other church, in the other day, they didn't greet me. This one did not greet me. I'll walk by that one. And greet this one. He's better than that one. That one did not greet me the other day. You didn't greet me, brother, when I came into the house of God, right?
Oh, my.
So I walked by him and showed him my indifferences, that I am a real man. A real man. A real man is somebody that's born of the Holy Ghost. It's somebody that is willing to do something right. It's somebody that is willing to stand for God. That's a real man.
Amen.
Otherwise, you are a coward. How can you be a real man and a real woman and be in hatefulness towards your pastor? And run down your pastor. Is that the Holy Spirit? Show me where. Because if people go to my church with that attitude, I'll show them the way out. That's the difference between us and different pastors. We all have different gifts. My gift tells me, you don't like what I preach, you're out. Go. You're going to sit down in my church, you're going to keep your mouth, you're going to shut up, and you're going to listen. You say, oh, that's macho stuff. No, it's not. Don't you know the things that I dealt with during the years? I have preachers that got into my office and told me, get out of this because I'm going to be the pastor. Really? Y'all don't know what I go in New York. Many people think I make up this story. And then most of them are watching the live streams in my church just to write down and report to headquarters. And report to headquarters. And sometimes they say things that I said that, gee, I run back to tape when I said that. They report back to headquarters. He said, you know that little chubby one, big mouth in Brooklyn? He said, you wasn't no prophet. I got one prophet. It's called William Branham. I got one boss. One boss, and that's God. I have no boss around me. I'm not a dictator, neither I dictate anybody, neither nobody is my boss except Christ. Neither, like a sister went, let me tell you something. There is a sister that was sent over to my church because she went to different churches and she will not tolerate a lot of stuff, but she had a wrong spirit too. She came to my church and told me, I thought finished preaching. He said, Brother Robert, are you registered with Jeffersonville? I looked at her. I said, why should I be registered with Jeffersonville? He said, I thought you needed to be registered with Jeffersonville. He said, no, that's Antichrist. And then the next service over, they know, she went right into my office, tell me how I had to preach. He said, you know something, Brother Robert, you're wrong. I said, sister, I'll give you a minute before I drag you out of my office. And these are the things I deal with in New York. And this is, I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. I'm the big mouth. But sometimes you need a big mouth to hold the thing together. Sometimes you need a nut to hold the whole thing together. Is that right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Is that right? You need a Donnie Reagan that will preach on you so hard and hold the whole thing together. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And those people need a pastor too. They need to go to church. I told Brother Donnie, I had some people that walked in, about 10 of them this month. They were staying in the homes, hearing tapes, and they were streaming my service. I condemned the thing over and over and over for months about staying home. And finally, it got to them. Why? It got to them. Because they were seen. Because they were seen. And a sister came, she was not baptized the right way, and we baptized two people instead of one. You see, the seed cannot get lost. In the proper time, she will come in. And all those people that came in, they're happy praising the Lord. They say, oh my God, I miss this so much. Thanks to the people that tells other people, you stay home. It's okay to hear tapes, and they're not preachers, and they're not pastors. And some of them don't even qualify for it. And everybody wants to be a pastor. Everybody wants to be an evangelist. But everybody's not qualified. Hallelujah. Oh, man. Oh, I'm dying to be a pastor. Wait till Brother Robert dies. That's fine. I'll be in glory. I don't care what you do. But if you bring a false doctrine to my church, I don't think my saints, they've been well trained the way that people have been trained here. I don't know if they'll hold you or they'll kick you right out. To this point, for so many years, they haven't kicked me out. And sometimes I tell the church, after this, you can vote me out if you want. Everybody laughs. They say, no. Why? Because people want to hear the truth. Because people know when they got a godly man that's willing to stand for the truth. Hallelujah. You know you got a godly pastor. Respect him and love him. You don't know the nightmares sometimes that I go through dealing with problems of people. And many a time the people doesn't even go to my church. Sometimes I got to sit down and babysit pastors from the other churches so they won't kill each other. And sometimes I got to babysit my own. And sometimes people see, sometimes the pastors have to go down through a certain valley to bring that sheep that is weak. And sometimes they'll see the pastor. Wait a minute, he's trying to bring the brother. Oh, the brother got the thumb in his mouth. He said, no, wait a minute. That's the pastor's thumb. Because sometimes the pastor cannot leave him for one moment. And sometimes the pastor needs to baby him. And sometimes needs to give him his own thumb. And sometimes we got people in our churches that they need to have the thumb in their mouth. And you take the thumb out. Why did the pastor did not visit me? I've been sick in the home and the pastor did not visit me. And here goes the pastor again. Quiet, baby. I'm not doing this to be a clown. I don't believe God pulpit clowns either. But it's the truth, people. It's time to grow up. It's time to be what God wants you to be. Be like the army, right? The army tells you, be all you can be. But we ain't God's army. I'm going to be all what God wants me to be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time to be a real soldier. Not a coward. Not a baby cry. Oh, the pastor did not visit me. Why he didn't do that? Oh, I was in a hospital saying, oh, don't you know the pastor got 20 million problems up there too? It's good to hear Brother Louis singing at least. He's over there down there quiet. All the way to the end. Let's read here now. Listen to this. Praise the Lord. Thank you. The full gospel. Thank you, brothers. The full gospel people, because they accepted signs and wonders. Oh, my. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Listen to this again. The full gospel people, because they have accepted signs and wonders, be careful. Where it comes from must come from the Lord. Remember, the Antichrist is going to do the same thing. There's only one way that you can be sure. That's to get under the blood. Stay under the blood. Glory to God. That's God's way. Look at this. You are hit away, then the devil couldn't get to you even if he had to. You see? Being a part-time Christian and getting away from the Word of God and going to church anytime you feel like it, does that bring you under the blood? Y'all better start thinking. Y'all better start thinking. If you stay under the blood and under the anointed word and under the God-given minister, under the fivefold ministry, with the right spirit, with love of God in your heart, in the Holy Spirit, reading the Word of God 24/7. How could the devil get to you? How could the devil tell you he's no good? He spoke bad about you. He spoke bad about you. Your pastor is no good. You don't need to go to church. You don't need to read the Bible. When those start coming, those thoughts start coming, then you say, no, devil, you're a liar. I am under the blood. I got to love my enemies. I got to love my people in my church. I need to love my pastor. I need to go to the house of God. I need to read the word. I need to pray. Amen. And the church said, amen. Praise the Lord, right? Amen. I don't know how much time you're giving me. But I know we got communion tonight. How many excited about communion? Amen. Amen. And the foot watching. You know, I met people before. I said, Brother Robert, I'm not worthy. I said, why? I've done wrong. I've been bitter towards another brother. I said, make it right. Oh, but I cannot take it because that thing's happened. He said, well, if you don't take it, you don't have no part with God. Anyway, he said, why not make it right? You see, people are so proud. They're not willing to make it right. People, we got a full-time devil. We better become a full-time Christian. Look at this. No matter. I'm sorry. Now, If the shepherd is laying at the door, the devil will have to cross him first. He will have to cross God first. He can't do it. That's right. Come into the sacred place with the Lord. Look at this. Job knowing that no matter what come or when, he still stay right with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If we stay right with it, we have nothing, church, to fear. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll become a strong Christian. If we stay under the anointed word, if we stay with the word of God, if we stay in church and respect our pastor too. I said, Brother Robert, why you always got to be mentioning those things? Because people forget. And you know what? There's something, the most strange thing happened to me. I wasn't going to preach this. I had another message that I was going to preach on. When I was coming out of the hotel room, something came over my soul and gave me this to preach. It's the most amazing thing. When I got into this office, I felt the anointing. And I felt that God kept on giving me the message. And it kept on reminding me in the quotes. I said, I got to preach this, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Who knows? There might be one soul that needed this. Maybe there was one soul that needed to be preached on, right? Hallelujah. One soul. One soul is many for the Lord. Right. Praise the Lord, right? Amen. Now listen to this carefully. Israel only place in the Old Testament where there ever had fellowship was under the shed blood. Right. Where did Israel have fellowship? Under the shed blood alone. Where do you have your fellowship? Amen. Under the blood. Amen. You got to have fellowship under the blood. And when you come under the blood, there's got to come alive. It's not only the chemistry, but it's the life. It's the life behind the name. Remember that. That makes the demons tremble. You could say, well, Brother Robert, I'm under the blood. The devil can't get to me. Do you make the devil tremble? He said, do I really need to make the devil tremble? Well, the devil tremble at a soul that has completely surrendered in the hands of God. Somebody that is praying, he looks at them, but he knows he can't touch them. Because he is in the presence of God. And Brother Brandon said, the devil cannot stand the presence of God. So if you are a full-time Christian, constantly, then how could the devil get to you? How could the devil bring false accusations to your mind and bring negativity, because the mind of the people get full of negativity because they don't have the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost, when negativity comes, it pushes it right out. Oh, praise the Lord. How many times, Brother Branham, as a human being, saying, oh, that's my brother. He had to push those things away from his life too. Because people forget that Brother Branham was a human being too, right? And Brother Brandon did many times get upset and get angry too, right? Oh, never, Brother Robert. No, don't say that to the New York people. They said William Branham was infallible. When you make him infallible, you make him Jesus Christ. Thank God, Brother Robert, he ain't infallible. This is why I need the infallible to help me. And the infallible one is Jesus Christ. And I need them to, and I need that infallible one to control my life 24/7. And many a time I had to go to the tapes to control this humanity. And many times I gotta go to www.happyvalleychurch.com and stream the service and all glory to God. And Brother Robert got a revival. And Brother Robert, many times get the Holy Ghost that same night. You see, oh my God, Brother Robert, you didn't have the Holy Ghost and you're a pastor. I guess some of your spirits got wiggle tail. Right? When you got the Holy Ghost, you're so quiet. Bro, Danny, what are they quiet for? When you got the Holy Ghost. Brother Robert, I got a 20 years back, Brother Robert, I got it first than you. Praise the Lord. Because I get it every day. Every day, every day, because my 20-year experience got wiggletail, it got worm, it got all kinds of web spiders, it got all kinds of bad attitudes. I need the Holy Ghost every day, every day, every day, if you believe the message of the hour. That's what your prophet said. I hear some of these old-timers, the way they talk, and it gives me a stomach virus. He said, well, you know, when brother, I was with Brother Brandon, Brother Brandon told me this. You know what? Don't tell me what's not written. I hate these little stories that I hear. Oh, well, Brother Brandon, when I was with him hunting, he told me this, this, and that. And sometimes you try to figure out, Brother David, if Brother Brandon really did tell him that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Reach it, brother.
And you start thinking, well, that doesn't sound like the message either. I don't think the Brother Brandon will say anything outside of that. And sometimes they come with this story, well, listen to me, and they tell me, sit down. I want to tell you what the prophet shared with me. And I put a question mark to it when I hear that. Give me what's written. Forget about the fairy tales. Give me what's written under the anointing. Hallelujah. And you know, oh, I got the Holy Ghost. I'll tell you, I'm honestly not making the story up. I'm not going to tell you, somebody that walked with, supposedly with Brother Brandon all his life, and we know he's in the books too. He said, well, all you young folks, I already got the message. I got the Holy Ghost, man. Brother Brandon prayed for me, and I got it since that time. Really? Now I know why your action is just like that. Because you don't have it. Because your old experience will not going to help you. That's what Brother Ben said. You need to repent every day. Every day. Every day. And I remind my church, you need to repent every day. Every day, every day. When you need the Holy Ghost, Brother Silas. Every day. Brother Horn, tell me. That's what, am I lying to the people? Did Brother Brandon say, when you need it? 20 years? When? Every day, right? Every day. When you got yours? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? People on this pew, what are you waiting for? People on this pew, what are you waiting for? People on this pew, what are you waiting for? People on that pew, what are you waiting for? When you're gonna get it? Are you waiting for the rapture to come? I said, man, when I see something coming, I'll run right to the altar. It'll be too late. Because receiving the Holy Ghost is a process. Nah, some people go into an emotion. Yeah, I got it. When Brother Donnie was preaching, and I felt it like that thing came right through my back. Okay, great, wonderful. Show me the life. Why, after week after, you're upset at somebody at the church? When did you get it then? Oh well, I know I got it, Brother David. I know I got it because you don't know what I felt. Woo, my hair. I could hear my hair like sticking like that in my body. Really? I heard people talk like that and it makes me sick. Really? Show me the life. Show me the Holy Ghost. Show me God in your life. Show me the message. Show me a living Christ in your life. I'm going to quit church tonight. Go ahead. That's fine. I'm safe. I'm saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I had done. It's what he has done. But I'm saved by grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The mercy of God. Amen. Let me see these things. And he knows that he could find in my heart a right territory for a seed. Your heart needs to have the right territory. If there is a seed that needs to grow, it got to be on the right territory. Hallelujah. It got to be in a willing heart to receive. You got to be in a receiving mode. People go to church in a rejection mode. Something happened. I don't know. Somebody might have hit the switch and got it into rejection mode. I know who pulls that switch constantly. And it's called a D-E-V-E-V-I-L. The devil, right? And how he puts you on that, because you listen to him. You listen to all the little gossip. Stop hearing gossip. People love gossip because they're a bunch of gossipers. They love that, to feed on those things. But a child of God hates that. Man, when it comes, they feel so uncomfortable. But there's people that like to hang around the gossiper. Man, because they have the same spirit. How can two walk together unless they both agree? This is why they ask me, Brother Robert, why you don't do this with these people? You know how many meetings I set up in my church to try to get all these pastors in New York reconciled? I had breakfast for them. The last time I had a breakfast for them, they almost all killed themselves. Listen, my brother's here. Could you get up? Is that a lie or this is the truth? I set up a breakfast to get all these pastors reconciled so they could work together in the Lord. But you know, you ain't going to work if you ain't got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Why? Because everybody got a title. Pastor. And I'm not saying this to mock people. Hallelujah. How? You know what they're doing? They're robbing the people of a resurrection. Hallelujah. If you don't give people the word of God under the anointed word, how can the people grow? If you keep on feeding them junk. Everything had to do about the preachers. I am. Everything is them. How can people grow? People can grow on that garbage. People need something to grow on. People need the message of the hour in purity. Not with your ideas or minds. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the end of that story is that the deacon looked at me. He said, what should I do? I said, I don't know. Look at them all. They find them in, they're fighting in the back of the church. I said, he said, Brother Robert, should I throw them out? Throw all the pastors out. I had to intervene. I said, listen, I'm not making these stories. I could bring witnesses in here and tell you about this. And I you know what? Since that time, I gave him the opportunity because they always all texted me when the pastor's meeting were coming. Brother Robert, do you know that God is love and you need to have fellowship with us? And you know why? You have something against us because we call you to the minister's meeting. Everybody want to have fellowship with you, Brother Robert. You are standing in that corner. You don't come to the pastor's meeting. How can two walk together unless they both agree? How could I be a son of a lie and walk with the son of darkness? Remember something, there is a reputation that a pastor needs to keep too. Yeah. Hallelujah. If I walk with them people, if I walk with the thunders and always with them, hey, there's got to be a spirit behind it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody that was, one day, there was a preacher not too long ago that was holding the flag for the people in some certain country that Brother Brandon's supposed to ride the trail on this white horse. And he was standing right next to the flag, and he told me he didn't believe that junk. After he finished holding that flag, and he was so proud, holding up, and everybody worshiping, and the horse was there, and that Brother Brandon was going to come and ride and ride a trail again on that white horse. When I saw him, I asked him, Brother, do you believe Brother Brandon is coming back on the white horse? He said, no, Brother Robert. Never do I believe that stuff. I said, why were you holding the flag? And they said that Brother Brandon now is Revelations 1:14. And people are getting baptized in the name of Brother Branham. Because he is God, they said. Most of you preachers that travel around the world must know these things. Praise the Lord. These are not stories that I make up. This is what the ministry is dealing with, people. This is why you need to be a full-time Christian. You need to go back to the books. You need to come to church. You need the Holy Ghost. It's going to get worse, 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 worse. It's going to get so worse that Brother Brandon said in the Word of God said, if those days wasn't shortened, no flesh will be saved. You see now, oh, there's a lot of message people, a lot of churches. But remember, it's going to come down to the core. It's going to come down to two or three. Two or three. Let you make sure that you are those one, two, or three. How many are going to be there? Everybody's hand should be up like this. Tonight, before we close, because I know we got communion, could you think for a moment, Happy Valley? I feel the Spirit here right now. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't made your life right with God, I suggest you do it. I know that people think, I cannot have communion. Here I am. I'm so glad to be here in communion night. I never was here in communion night. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here to tell you, everyone here, every brother, every sister, I'm glad to be part of this bride. If you haven't made your life right with God, do so. He said, Brother Robert, I cannot have communion. How can I have communion? I've been wrong. I shunned my brother. I shunned this one. I shunned that one. Just don't do it. Make it right and never do it again. Remember, when you make it right and you have communion, you could never do it again. Or you're doing things in vain. If you love God, do it right. Let's do it right tonight for God. Who we stand. I could have said a lot more things here tonight, but the time is short. I know Brother Harry would like to start us out on a song. I want to say this, Happy Valley. I love this church with all my heart. I want everything what's best for the members of the bride. You know that there is different gift in the fivefold ministry to help God's children to better their spiritual lives. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of ministers here, like these role model brothers that lives for God. You all be a role model too for the kingdom of God. Love each other in such a way that there is no devil ever that could get amongst you. There is no devil ever that could go amongst you. And then you could receive your healing. A lot of people ask the question, why don't I get healing? You don't get healing because, first of all, you might not believe or there's something wrong in your life. Number two, you want to make sure, Brother Brandon said, if you want healing, that your attitude be right. That your spirit be right. That you are under God's word, under the blood, in the anointed spirit of God. Happy Valley, time is short. Those of you that are streaming in the service, the time is short. If you don't go to church, run to church. Run to Christ. Never shun God away from your life. If you do that, He's the only hope you're pushing away. Jesus is our hope, church. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the absolute. He's the only one. Hallelujah. That we should be worshiping and dedicating our lives to Him. I want to make it right tonight with Him too. I want Jesus also to fill my life. In every service, I ask Him this. And you should ask Him. How many want the Holy Ghost again? I want it. Hallelujah. How can you receive it? Ask God with all your heart. And get all your negativity out. Get all your bitterness out. Get the old man out. Get the old woman out. That's how you could get it. Could we pray a moment? Before I turn the service over to Brother Donnie. Heavenly Father, we could say a lot of things, Lord. We could go around and try, Father. But Father, unless you touch your people's heart and they have a willing heart, the ministry can do nothing, Lord. If people are not willing to serve you, go to church. Open their hearts. Open their understanding. Surrender to you. To the Almighty God. What can the fivefold ministry do, Lord? But nothing, Lord. We will have our hands tied, Lord. But Father God, I pray tonight. In a special night, like communion night. God help us all, Father, to be right with you. Father God, may you touch every heart here, Father. May you touch every sister. May we all in this moment, right now, God, we're coming under the blood. Father God, may the things that are wrong in our lives, may you take them out of us, Father God. And help us, Lord, to make it right. And live, Father, for your kingdom, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, my God. Amen, Lord. How many love the Lord? How many love the Lord?
Amen.
Let's say it louder. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
That's good. That's how the devil gets scared. Praise the Lord. Brother Harry, just lead a song. Hallelujah. People, it's time to make it right. And we're here tonight. Let's have the best communion that we ever had. And if there's something wrong, let's make it right. Your pastor will tell you that. Brother Donnie. Let me take over the podium.
Here's my cup, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this.
To be a full-time Christian against a full-time devil. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, and he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So then what's a person supposed to do, Paul? But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. We'll just bow our heads for a moment of silent prayer. You are praying for the other brothers and sisters that are around you, in case there would be anyone that would be about to partake of this bread and have something there in their heart, their life, that they might need to make right with God. Flour with no leaven that would make it rise, which is a type of the word. It's also a reflection of us. Dear God, I pray that each person that comes to this line, Lord, that it would not be just taking a trip up front, but may they realize the symbol as they take it, dear God. We know, Lord, according to your word, there is healing in communion.
Yes.
That we can approach it the right way tonight, Father. This is more than just a little tiny piece of bread and a little cup with some wine in it. But Lord God, it represents your body and your blood. Bless this bread tonight, dear God, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Lord,
Lord Jesus, as we take this wine, Lord, knowing you're God, Father, I can still remember many, many years ago taking communion and drinking grape juice and eating an old piece of cracker. I didn't know no better, Lord. So to me, now every time I do it, that's such a special meaning to me.
Amen.
Because I know the truth of the right way to do it. Lord, we know that this wine, dear God, gets stronger and stronger. In a few moments, I'll lift the lids off of this, dear God, and the aroma will arise up, dear Lord. And whenever we take the little cup, it's strong and it might burn a little bit. That's the cleansing power and the representation of the blood. Hallelujah. It's not lost in its power, Lord, glory, but it's strong and has the power and the energy, Lord. Bless and sanctify this wine tonight, I pray, dear God. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You may be seated, saints. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.